Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by WorthPoint.
Yes, that's right. I got the right page. I was worried there for a minute.
Yes.
I am often worried, as you know. This is still time for you to call at 888-RADIO-30 because this is an open phone segment.
And it is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
888-723-4630.
Before we go to Ruby, who's holding on the phone, I'd like to ask a question of you.
Okay.
This came through Ray Jean, Cave Creek, Arizona, known as Holidays and Memories on eBay.
Okay.
Small bubble wrap. When bubble wrap is used, should the bubbles face the item or away from the item when wrapping?
You should face the item, always.
And tell us why.
Because that's where the cushioning is. So you will provide better protection with the bubbles touching the item because in between, so think of it this way. In between each of the bubbles is a space that effectively acts as more cushioning against the item as opposed to the other way. So bubbles should always be facing in on the item. You should be using big bubble wrap for anything that's even slightly breakable. And you should use enough bubble wrap so that when, for example, if I was wrapping a mug, there would be no surface on the mug that didn't have a bubble protecting it. So usually one wrap of bubble wrap is never enough. And I've seen things arrive broken because of this. So you use big bubbles for breakables. Make sure the bubbles are pointing in. And you put enough bubble wrap around the item so that there's not a single surface of the item that isn't protected by at least one layer of bubbles. And there's nowhere where there's a, you know, there's not a bit of a surface where there's not.
She's talking about small bubble wrap.
Small bubble wrap, the same thing. You're facing in, and usually small bubble wrap is best used to protect the surfaces of an item that is otherwise not necessarily fragile. So a leather book. A leather book is not going to crack into a million pieces. But if you want to protect the leather, I would recommend tissue and then small bubble wrap to protect it. But
Bubbles face the product.
Always, always, always face the product.
Ruby, Tocqueville, Utah, I'm sure you always use bubble wrap correctly.
Always.
She's known on eBay as BuyRuby195. Hey, Ruby, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Gift, I've been noticing that on some of the listings, they have at the bottom of them a little note that says... New and refurbished from $16.50. And when I go in there, sometimes it's the same person that's selling it. This is down at the bottom of the listing, though.
Right.
And sometimes it's someone entirely different. What
right.
are those? Are they supposed to be there?
Well, I'm not absolutely sure I know what you're talking about. So if you have do you have an item number?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you give me that?
I have it right here.
Okay.
It is 2317.
Alrighty.
5093.
Okay.
5045.
Let's see what we get. Alright.
Okay.
So this is the Heartfelt Creations.
Yes. A die plus stamp. Now I'm looking at a line of them, and this appears to be the only one in this line that's got that written on the bottom
right,
of
so
it.
So I need, so before you go any further, the first items you'll see are the ones from the seller that are promotions. It says save up to 10%.
Right.
Okay. Those belong to the seller.
Right.
The
right.
next one you see is more options for this product. Yes.
Oh yes. That part is perfectly whatever. And I've seen that all the time. This is on the, when you're scrolling down through, if you plug in, just Heartfelt Creation stamps.
Oh, you're not talking about a listing page.
Oh, I see. Five new and refurbished from $16.50.
Wait. Hold on before you go on. So you're not talking about on the listing page. You're talking about on the page of search results.
Yes.
Oh, that's different. So what are you searching for? What are the words that you're using?
Heartfelt Creation Stamps.
Okay, hold on. Let me run the search. Heartfelt Creations.
Creation Stamps.
Stamps. And that's Creations.
Creations. Right. Yeah, and then Stamps.
Okay, and then, all right, I'm on the page.
Okay, and the first one you see is a cling rubber stamp 5x6 with the Wonderland or Wooderland, whatever. And then it's
that's not what I see. That's not what I see.
Okay, what do you see?
Do you have, are you using best, are you sorting by best match?
Yes.
Okay, so that's important. So I need to see that best match.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so now I'm seeing, all right, now I've got them. All right, so what's the next question?
Okay, so now if you look down at the very, under free shipping.
Under free shipping.
What's that?
Yeah, okay.
It says 8 new and refurbished from 1619.
Exactly.
That's what what is that? And what's it doing there?
Have you clicked it?
Yes.
And what does it bring up?
It brings up another seller.
Right.
A different one than Scrapper's Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
It brings up a product that does not have a product number on it or a listing number on it.
And it looks weird, doesn't it?
This is what you're looking at is a product page. This is a product page for that item. And this is this is part of our structured data plan, project where, items where we have identifiers, product identifiers can be grouped together, on one product page so that a buyer can see and that you'll see it says our pick, which would be based on price and returns and, the seller and then brand new lowest price, same price, by the way, and then underneath all listings for this product.
When did the queue go out so that we would know about this?
We've been talking about it for a year.
Oh.
Or longer.
Okay. And this is what it looks like, right?
This is the product page, yes.
Okay. So, so when we're looking, scrolling down, from now on, we're going to have, because I noticed that some of them don't have that on them.
Exactly, because they're not necessarily, you'll find the only ones that should have that are the ones that, that are either going to have the product identifiers or they're that actual item in this particular case. So these are, let's see. So the first one and the third one, two different sellers, but the same exact product.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So this is a good thing?
Yes, it's a very good thing. This makes it a lot easier for buyers to find what it is they're looking for. So what I'm looking at this, if that wasn't there, what I'd have to look through by just searching for those three words are 857 listings. So I can start there.
I can
start there. I can start the one they say, well, you know, this first one, the Woodsy Wonderland, that's not what I'm looking for. So I'm going to scroll down and find what I'm looking for. But if I'm looking for Woodsy Woodland or if I'm looking for Woodsy Critters, which is the third one, I can quickly see all of those by just clicking on 8 new or refurbished from 1699 or the other one is 8 new and refurbished for the Woodsy Critters. So it's for making it easier for buyers to find what they're looking for and then find the best deal out of that lot. That's what a product page does.
Ah, okay. So it clicks to the best price.
It clicks to a product page. It clicks to a product page.
I see.
And the product page has, will have what is called our pick based on the factors of the listing, which would be price, the condition, the return policy used. In this case, we have one pick, which is the one that's showing on top, and this is being sold by Scrapper's Outlet. Is that you?
No, I'm by Ruby 195, but I'm on a lot of those. Because I found 53 of my listings that have that, and about half of them I was on there, and I'm like, what did I do?
You didn't have to do it. If you put
in,
so in this particular case, the seller, Scrapper's Outlet, and I'm assuming you did the same for this particular item, in the item specifics, put a UPC code. And that UPC code is what we use in this, for this product, to create a product page for that one particular product.
And some of the products, like in Heartfelt Creations or Graphic 45, they do an I Want It All kit. I Want It All kit doesn't have a UPC code.
So that's not going to have a product page.
Right.
Right.
And that's kind of sad, but they don't come out with on the I Want It All UPC codes.
Yeah.
And the essential kits, they don't come out with UPC codes.
So there would, that would be highly improbable there ever be a product page for those. So product pages will only be for those items where we have consistent, accurate product identifiers that we can use to group the products together, as opposed to the titles, which are created by the seller and may have correct keywords, but not necessarily be the exact item that fits that product page. So that's why product identifiers, starting 3 years ago, we started to say, hey, these are important if you have one. If you don't have one, don't worry about it. Because if you don't have one, no one has one. So it'll be the old legacy way of finding it on eBay. And without a UPC code in this case, every seller of those items is in the same boat. It's not like you're disadvantaged. But with a UPC code, now you have a product. Thank you for that call, because that was a great opportunity to illuminate how this works. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Coming up, our closing segment of today's eBay Radio Show. Don't miss it.
Shopping for shipping supplies can be a daunting task. There are just so many options. Padded envelopes versus boxes, bubble wrap and peanuts versus foam wrap and craft paper, regional rate boxes versus priority and dimensional weight. Oy, what's a seller to do? You need Bubble Fast's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They offer you everything you need for successful packing and shipping, and they walk you through exactly how to use it right from their website. They've got tools and packaging you won't find anywhere else, including a box sizer and their Scotty stuffer. If Mark and Robin don't already have what you need, they'll even create it for you. And if you have any questions, just call them via the Bubble phone. Find the shipping supplies and the know-how you need at bubblefast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's bubblefast.com.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 429.
When you list your item, you want the buyer to find it. Sherry Smith is a longtime eBay educator and known on eBay as Gino4603. She says besides the keywords and price, pictures are also important.
You want them to be higher resolution so that when people zoom in, they can really see the quality of it. You want your first one to show everything about it. If it's a designer person, you have the dust bag and the little manual that comes with the Louis Vuitton and everything that it comes with show in the first picture, because they'll see that in search results. And eBay likes it when you have at least six pictures that are high resolution.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Well, 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 it's the closing segment of today's show, and it's brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, in the easy way to source. So
you know, I really didn't understand the new and refurbished from 1650 underneath there either.
Do you understand it now?
I absolutely understand it now.
So this is what we've been working towards, and you'll find these. And in fact, if you go to that same page, there's an interesting, where'd it go? Darn it, I've lost it. I gotta get back to that page because I moved away from it. What was it? It was
Heartfelt Creations. Cling right. Rubber Stamp.
Right. So if you click that, part in search, right, where for Heartfelt Creation, where did it go? Darn it, I just had it. I don't know what happened to these things. If you, on top, there was a link on the search that says find deals and best-selling products for craft Heartfelt Creation stamps. So if you search on the words Heartfelt Creations stamps,
mm-hmm.
and you sort it by best match, on the top, you'll see a banner almost that says find deals and best selling products.
Oh, okay.
If you click shop now you're in a kind of product page, but it's much more wider. So what it is a product page for all Heartfelt Creation stamps, regardless of whether they have UPC codes or not. So you can narrow the categories down by search refinements on the left. Also by theme, by bundled listing, brands, preference for guaranteed delivery, condition. So this is it. And then underneath it says all listings. So there's some promoted listings in mm-hmm. the top, usually bestsellers, themes. It's just an easy way for searching through these.
So if a seller sees that he or she is selling something for $41 that can be bought all over eBay for $16.95, what should that seller do?
Should lower their price.
Exactly.
Or consider getting rid of the merchandise and trying something
right.
else.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're not just competing against eBay sellers. Remember, you're competing with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the marketplace on eBay. I had someone who was showing me, I get these emails. My velocity of sales has slowed. What are you doing to me, eBay? We're not doing anything. Let me make that clear. I will repeat this till my dying day. There are things that are reality about the marketplace that you can address, but one of them is, what are you doing to my listings, eBay? We're not doing anything to them. We're showing them. But in this case, I was able to show that the seller's prices were being undercut by Target at their website. I said, look, someone's going to come and see this. They're going to say, hey, I can buy this cheaper at Target. They're not going to buy it from you. People aren't going to give you more money just because you're on eBay. You got to compete all around. Her response is, well, I don't compete with Target. I'm just a little seller. But you do compete with Target because the buyer doesn't care if you're little, small, tall, big, round, old, young, male or female. They don't care about that. All they care about is the price. They're not going to give you a premium just because you're a small seller and say, oh, it's a small seller, so I'll pay $10 more.
So this is great for sellers because you can help price your stuff better.
Absolutely. And in the seller hub, there's now pricing guidance, sourcing guidance as well. So, this can give you a better idea when you're doing the research. Am I able to price my item in a way that's going to be attractive to and compelling to buyers? Tacking on $20 more than everyone else is asking is not going to get you a sale.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good information. You ready to read the upcoming events?
I think, are we out of time?
We have upcoming events.
Okay.
Yeah, we have time.
No, are you sure we have?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not there yet, so.
Oh, you want me to start?
Would you? Because I'm really, yeah.
On November 14th, the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 7 to 9 p.m. That is tonight. eBay headquarters, Building 7 in San Jose, California. Our buddy Griff will be there. Roundtable discussion with your fellow sellers.
The New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will meet on Sunday, November 19th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, there in the Roundabout. The topic is the 2017 Fall Seller Update. The special guest will be the group founder, now living in Florida, but coming for a visit, Bobby Miller, Seacoast Bargain.
Minnesota Online Sellers and eBay Sellers Group Meetup happening Sunday, November 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. at RK Consulting and Sales Warehouse in Ham Lake, Minnesota. They're going to have a product sourcing workshop, and I love this. I wish I could fly in for this.
Yeah,
they're going to break down a random pallet of unmanifested goods from a major retailer. They're going to document, sort, grade, and analyze the overall value, and then they're going to have coffee and snacks. But they ask you to please bring a chair if you feel you'll need one.
And finally, again, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. If you couldn't make the one that's happening this coming Sunday, on Wednesday, December 6th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., they'll be back at the Roundabout Diner Lounge. It's going to be like a party because they're going to have what we call White Elephant. They call Yankee Swap. And come and join them for a full night of fun, games, and laughs for everyone, including trivia, story time, and a good old-fashioned Yankee Swap. You got to bring a wrapped mystery gift, and you got to plan on purchasing a meal or appetizer.
And so have a lot of fun.
Yeah, those are fun.
Definitely.
Oh, the strategy in trying to keep the gift you want.
Oh.
Not easy.
No. You know, I always bring something good for those. You know, some people just bring a really white elephant.
You're not supposed to bring,
but I bring,
so they set a value.
I know, but I bring something like a set of new candles, you know, something that everybody always wants.
Not a laugh
joke.
And
I feel so proud when they all want to keep it.
So the last one I did was a pair of women's panties that were like size XXXXXXL. Pull these up. Well, this segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We'll be live again on Thursday, November 16th with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you can call in with your questions or critiques or comments or
whatever
dishes. Starting at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Key Supply.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.